With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting the White House is very concerned about the physical safety of American hostage Paul Whelan in Russia. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said reports that Whelan feels under physical threat are troubling.
We're very concerned as we hear those accounts from Paul.
Whelan was arrested on spying charges 5 years ago, charges he denies. The U.S. says Whelan is being wrongfully detained and that Moscow recently rejected a serious proposal to bring the former U.S. Marine home. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A holiday travel rush has begun, Ed Donahue reports.
Memories are still fresh of last year's holiday meltdown at Southwest Airlines. 2 million travelers were stranded. Anna Zappa made it back home from Santiago, Chile.
We drove the airport at 5 p.m. and then I landed in Houston this morning at 5 a.m. and I fell asleep right at the gate waiting for my flight to Chicago.
Maggie Terrell took the chance and flew standby from New York to O'Hare.
Which the week of holiday, you know, is tricky to do, and I made it on the second try.
The FAA says it is creating more air traffic routes, especially along the East Coast. People driving will find gas cheaper than last Christmas. I'm Ed Donahue.
The Supreme Court's being thrust into the middle of two cases carrying enormous political and legal implications just weeks before the first votes in the Iowa caucuses. The outcomes could determine whether the 2024 Republican presidential primary frontrunner will stand trial over his alleged efforts to overturn the 2020 election and whether he has a shot to return to the White House next November. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 322 points, the Nasdaq rose 185, the S&P 500 advanced 48. This is SRN News. A Georgia church delivers a lot of Christmas presents.
Kingdom Life Christian Fellowship in Savannah has given away more than 1,000 gift cards and packages of groceries to poor families in the city. Pastor Charles Roberson tells the Christian Post, quote, "We were able to serve everyone who showed up, and according to our records, there were 736 cars, 1,200 boxes of groceries, 1,528 gifts, and hundreds of gift cards." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Wisconsin's top Republican wants to let voters decide whether to shorten the length of time in which pregnant women can legally seek abortions. Current state laws allow abortions up until 20 weeks of pregnancy. Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss wants to shorten that period to somewhere between 12 to 15 weeks. The plan would put the decision on the ballot in a statewide election, but first it would need to be passed by the Republican-controlled legislature and signed by Democratic Governor Tony Evers. This is SRN News. Chinese central and local authorities have mounted an all-out search and rescue operation after a powerful earthquake jolted a county in northwest China's Gansu province late Monday. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Now various rescue and supply works are being carried out, and the affected residents have been transferred to various resettlement sites. At Dadun village in Dihijia town, the villagers' tents are being set up one after the other. It's now two nights since the earthquake. In addition to tents, relief supplies such as beds, quilts and heaters also arrived on Wednesday. There are also warm-hearted people who've come to help. A young man running a Langzhu noodle shop heard about the situation in Dadun village and drove over to donate supplies. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.